This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Katie Henriksen.
And with us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Stephen Bias, the conductor, music director of the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Ready to start what they would say in the sports world is the sophomore season.
Yes, indeed. It's my second year as the music director of the Arkansas Philharmonic, and we have – I'd like to say that it's a special concert to kick off the season, but truly it's like every other concert, a lot of dynamic music, a world-class soloist, and some great feature for the members of the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra.
It's the three Bs.
The three Bs. You know, the traditional three Bs, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, I think earned that nomer because that was the composer that most people know. You ask them three Bs, and there you go. There's so many great composers whose name begins with B, and I thought, well, we have Beethoven on the concert. We have Berlioz, Brook, and Beethoven. Beethoven is the anchor to the original Titanic Three, but we'll call Beethoven the King Bee for this concert. But with Berlioz and Brook, we have a feature for the orchestra and perhaps one of the most perfect concerti that have ever been written for a solo instrument.
So how do you – when you have these – some bees, I don't, you know, some of the bees, I've asked you this before, put the program together. How do you do that?
Well, I'm always fascinated, and I love the process of a program. And I'm fascinated by the puzzle-like manner that a program comes together. I start with the concerto, or if we're featuring a soloist or a chorus, whatever is the central part of the program, I build around. And in this case, Natasha Korsakova, our phenomenal violin soloist, suggested several things. We worked together last year, and she played Bruch, and it was absolutely sublime. So I asked if she would perform it again, and she was enthusiastic about it. So in trying to form a program around the Bruch Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor, I wanted to have something to open the program that is rousing, and the Berlioz Roman Carnival Overture is a genuine orchestral showpiece. And the Beethoven Symphony No. 5, perhaps the most recognizable and famous piece of classical music ever written. The very first piece, the Berlioz Roman Carnival, is ironic that the music is taken from an opera that was a relative flop, Benvenuto Cellini. And the overture, however, when Berlioz kind of recovered and licked his wounds from the flop of the opera, the overture has always enjoyed great popularity and enjoyment with audiences. It begins with carnival music, a very short introduction, and it's followed by the English horn playing a love theme from the opera. And the viola section, the cello section, in turn take this beautiful love melody. And we return to the carnival music, which builds to a glorious finish, but not before Berlioz stops everything and inserts a fugue at the end. So it's cheeky in some ways, but it features the entire orchestra, a very bravura opening in this gorgeous section with the English horn and the strings, but then the entire orchestra in one fashion is featured in this showpiece. A great way to open a concert, I believe, especially at the beginning of the year. And the Bruch, I feel that it's a perfect concerto, but the balance of this piece is remarkable. I think that Bruch couldn't help but write good music. He was one of those melodists like Schubert or Mozart where it was just natural, intrinsic for him to write music that was very easy to listen to.
You wanted to ask about the guest artist, the violinist.
I just read that she is related to Rimsky-Korsakov.
That's right. Natasha is the great-grandniece of Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. And there must be something genetic because she has a certain fiery aspect to her playing, but this subtlety. Now, it's a really interesting thing because the greatest orchestrator of his day was Rimsky-Korsakov. Stravinsky studied with Rimsky-Korsakov and proclaimed that his great skill when he wrote The Firebird, his first major piece, was in fact due to the study with Rimsky-Korsakov. So it's all about subtleties, and certainly Natasha in her playing has a range of subtleties which is just wonderful. But in addition to being a great violinist, she has, I guess, a side career as a model for Laura Biagiotti's fashion line, and she has a lot of interest in every direction. I really love Natasha as a violinist, but as a person, she's a genuinely interesting woman with a lot of interests that go in every direction. So it makes, I think it really does inform and affect her musicianship, but also her humanity, if I can say that. And it really comes through when she plays this all-encompassing experience. And when you talk to her, she's so down to earth, which is refreshing. But we're thrilled to have her here with the Arkansas Philharmonic.
I guess that leads into another question I had about you are conducting a lot of different symphonies and doing a lot of different projects, and Natasha's just flying in. How does that work? How do you get your mind into this one performance and sync yourself with the symphony and everyone play together to get it just right?
That's a terrific question. One of the greatest aspects of enjoyment, thrills, I guess I can say sometime, is trying to prepare for a performance with a soloist, especially if I've never worked together with them before. I have the great honor of working with Natasha about a year ago. But to look at a score, to try first and foremost to understand and try to realize with the orchestra what the composer's intent was, is a big task. But then taking the range of possibilities of tempo and phrasing and balance and the subtleties that might apply to a particular soloist mean that it's impossible to prepare exactly before the soloist arrives. So it's always a collaborative venture, which to me is one of the very greatest aspects of music. It's the spontaneity, it's the collaborative aspects. I know that some soloists, some conductors, some orchestra players like for things to be regimented and very clear that there's only one way this can go, but the extemporaneous, spontaneous nature of true collaboration is what I love most about music. And when you have world-class soloists like Natasha, it means that things from the rehearsals to the performance can change, but that they will be good because you know that the choices that they make will be appropriate. You know, the audience, the energy of the audience might change, so we might go a little slower, a little faster. It's just that real spontaneous collaborative aspect of performing that I love. And as long as we engage the right soloists who are interested in being that flexible, everything is always good.
Concert is Saturday night, Arend Art Center.
At 7:30 p.m. And it's the kickoff to our new season. I think it's a fantastic concert. Berlioz to feature the entire orchestra, Brooke, this glorious concerto, and the Beethoven Symphony No. 5. It's just a dynamic beginning to the season and is representative of every concert that the Arkansas Philharmonic presents. And I'm very excited about it.
Well, break a baton, and you'll come back before the second.
I'll look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.